Is it possible to swim too fast while the whole world is watching? Yes, Shi Wen, who won gold in the 200-meter individual medley and the 400-meter individual medley, may be wondering about that. I'm joined now by John Powers, who's been covering the Olympics for the Boston Globe since the most prominent swimmer at the Games was Johnny Weissmuller. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Bill. I am fully chlorinated here.
Excellent. Yeah, Shi Wen is an Olympic rookie, but she won two gold medals at the Asian Games 2 years ago and two silvers at the World Championships the same year. What about her performance in London has raised eyebrows?
Well, I think the interesting thing is her victory comes first night right off the bat, and she beats the world champion in the event, who's from the U.S., and her final time on the final lap is faster than Ryan Lochte, the men's winner. So add that up. The key thing is she's from China. And that is what, given their doping history in the 90s, when they had more than two dozen positives, virtually every great Chinese performance now is under suspicion.
Well, there are a couple of ways of looking at that, though. One is there's a history, and the other is, my goodness, this would be the last nation to dope. They got creamed the last time they tried it. They got caught.
That's right. You know, what's interesting here is the Chinese are very sensitive to world opinion on this. For example, in gymnastics, they won the gold medal last time in Beijing for the women's team. Everyone said they were using underage kids. They brought grannies this time. They brought four 20-year-olds, and they didn't do anything.
John, you mentioned that Ye completed the final 50 meters of the freestyle portion of the 400-meter individual medley more quickly than Ryan Lochte swam the final 50 meters of his 400-meter race. If she hadn't done that, would there be a controversy?
I think that was the one thing, because people were looking for something to hang it on. In fact, what is interesting about that race is Ryan Lochte has been slow in his final 50. He was well ahead of the field. He didn't really have to push it. He had more races later. And Yale was fighting for her life against Elizabeth Beisel, who was the world champion, and needed to really motor if she wanted to win that race. So I think in a swimming context, it makes sense. In a non-swimming context, it does look suspicious.
One listener has already sent an email suggesting that the Western media's treatment of Ye Shi Wen's story smacks of, quote, lack of professionalism, double standard, arrogance, ignorance, discrimination, and even racism. But the whole thing reminds me of a conversation you and I had after Irish swimmer Michelle Smith's performance in Atlanta. Are there parallels there?
I think the one big thing about Michelle Smith, she was a swimmer from a country that had no history of doing anything in the Olympics in that sport, didn't even have a 50-meter pool in the country. Mm-hmm. She'd been 24th, 32nd in earlier games, and suddenly in her mid-20s, she's Rambo. Those are the kinds of things that raise red flags. And again, what China is doing, they are paying for the sins of the 90s, when they came out of nowhere and were suddenly winning 12 gold medals at a world championship. For example, Japan has won almost twice as many medals in swimming this time as it did last time. No one's saying a word about the Japanese.
John, I understand that they hold on to the samples that they get from the swimmers and the other athletes for 8 years. When does the controversy involving Ye Shi Wen end?
Basically, 8 years from the day that they snuff out the candle here on the day of the closing ceremony. So I think, August 12th? So August 12th, 2020. As a matter of fact, they were still testing and still are testing samples from Athens. So what they basically do is, if any new testing technique comes up that they couldn't catch people with now, they can do it then. So the results won't be final for another 8 years. Hold those winning tickets.
John Powers covers the Olympics for the Boston Globe. John, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill.